You are our daddy, our creator. You don't make mistakes. You don't create accidents. You don't create failures. You create after your image and your likeness. Lord, I pray, just in the few words, make this word simple. Let everyone identify with this. Lord, I pray for one thing, everyone will leave here with an understanding, a knowledge, a conviction that you are our daddy. I pray upon every heart, oh God, breathe. And as your word comes forth, let it create your image and likeness in us, even to the youngest child. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please, let's just be seated briefly. Let me tell us something. Please, I want to crave our indulgence. I know the time is far spent. I will try to be very quick. I can't say this, but I know it's impressed in my heart to share it with, especially the male gender. So please, I just want to ask if we can call everyone outside, everyone in the cafe, just ask everybody to come up. I did not really plan to speak today on Father's Day. I just wanted to sit down and just be ministered to. But I just had it impressed in my heart. Please, I need your attention. Can we stop talking? Can we stop moving? Can you drop your mobile phone? You know, one of the things a father does is a father instructs. A father can be very firm. Mothers can pamper. So I don't really want to pamper today. I want to be real. You know, we sang that song, "You're a Good, Good Father." I encouraged us to sing that song so that our daddy can actually hear us. I'm talking from a place of pain. When I first became a father, I mean, physically speaking, I remember I was looking forward to the first day our first son will speak. And I will never forget the excitement that day. And what ministered to me is how happy, how delighted our Father in heaven is when he hears our voice. He wants to hear us speak to him. We call it prayer. God delights in that communication. And then we went on, we had our second son. And I will never forget the excitement too. He didn't speak. He actually sang. And I remembered that's how we knew when he woke up. He would sing a worship song. He was still a baby, a toddler. I'm trying to remember what the song is. I don't know if my wife remembers. Anyway. That's how we know when he's awake. He will sing. We'll go, and I remember we'll just see his hands lifted up. And then something happened. For the next 5 years of his life, he didn't sing, and he wasn't talking. It was a very trying period. Like I said, I'm talking from a place of pain. And I try to imagine how God feels also. If for the next 5 years of our lives, we don't talk to him. What I'm sharing with us has a very spiritual, natural parallel. Please, can that man outside there, please come in. I'm talking like a father today. Please tell him to come inside. Since you called me Father in the Lord, let me behave like one. Okay. So please, can we calm the children down? What I just want to drop today is, number one, start understanding that God is your Father. I wrote a book, and I want to read a quote from the book. I will paraphrase the quote. It's so funny, I wrote the book, and I've forgotten what I wrote inside the book. At times, I wonder. Now, you don't have a choice on who your father, earthly father, or earthly mother would be. You had no choice. If some of us had the choice, I'm sure we would not choose the father we had. Or some of us might actually choose. But in the book, I wrote this because I got it by inspiration. You may not have the choice in who was your father or your mother, but you actually have a choice in the kind of father or mother you can become. Choices. So I came up with this by inspiration. It's an acronym. The men are going to have a men's conference very soon. All the men say amen. By the way, please let's celebrate all the men in the house, all the male gender. We're having a men's conference where we will break this down, but I will introduce this today. It's the acronym of what father is. Now, there's no one here who can dispute the fact that none of us came into this planet Earth without the instrumentality of a father, of a man. Let me put it that way. Either your dad could be late, but your dad contributed. So men, the male gender, are like the progenitors. That's a big word. You can Google. Thank God we are using Google now. But it's the foundation of something. There's no building that does not have a foundation. What makes every building stand is because it's got a foundation. So men, the male gender, we are foundations. And the strength of a building, I tell you, no matter how magnificent the building is, that building will collapse if the foundation is not strong. So I'm talking to all the male genders here, whether you are young, whether you are old, whether you are still 5, whether you are still 7 or 11, or 3, this message is for all the males. Since we have no choice where we came from, we can have a choice where we're going. And I want to challenge us, all the males. I feel like actually asking all of the males to stand up. Maybe that will make you concentrate. Should all the males stand up? The woman said yes. And the man said no. Okay, I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I need 7 children. Where are the children? 7. 1, 2, 3. Fastest and best. 4, 5. Sorry, you guys. 6 and 7. You can be the supporters. Please, let's celebrate this. Just stand at the back. Okay. All right. So, I will just define fathers for us. Okay. You are F. Where's A? A? T? H? E? Good boy. And R. All right, so F. F is for foundation, and F. I want us fathers to start seeing ourselves as foundation. So what does F of the Father, what does it stand for? Do you want to come and stand here? Can you climb? Just climb. Climb. Okay, show them. Okay? The F is faithful. Faithful foundation. That's the first F. I don't need to go too far about that. A, thank you. Please clap for this Daniel. Okay? A stands for, can you simply climb? Yeah. Show them. Able foundation. As a man, you need to be faithful. And when we say able, what do we mean? Able simply means having the power, the skill, the means, and the opportunity to do something. You must be able. We have lots of fathers now who are not able to provide for their families. So A means able. Thank you. What's the next word? Letter T. Thank you. And that is Gracie. Okay, sorry, T stands for tangible. Please, are we still online? Okay, if you can zoom in so that the people at home can see. Tangible. What does tangible mean? Let me just not bore us with definitions. In the men's conference, we will break it down. It just means that something you can touch, you can only touch what is present. So men, learn to be present. Thank you, Gracie. Please, keep it up. And the next is H, Andrew. Andrew is an usher today. Glory be to God. Wow. Okay, can you display it properly? H is for what? Healthy. A foundation needs to be healthy. And please let me tell us something about our health. This is research. 98% of health-related problems that we have has got to do with the way we think. If you think and think in a certain toxic, negative way, it will affect your health. Now, our brother shared something not too healthy. He was told that you were a disgrace. That simple word can create all sorts of things in the life of a child. And we saw a practical example from his story. Our words, words form thoughts. We need to be healthy. Thank God we can keep fit, we can do all that. You can have 6-pack and still have 0-pack in your thinking. And you will be unhealthy. It's so sad that the most common and serious epidemic right now is mental health. It's got to do with the way we think. Beloved, 3 John 3:2, I wish above all things that you would be in health, right? And that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The prosperity of your health is the prosperity of your thinking. People are breaking down. People have all sorts of degrees. People have all sorts of careers. You will look at them on the physical. This guy's got it made. And then you hear he committed suicide. Healthy. We need healthy foundations. Okay, please let me check somebody beside you. I'm a father. Please make sure they are not on their phone. Please tell them it's not healthy to be on your phone. when a message like this is going. What's the next word? Okay. What's that you are eating? Exemplary eating. Okay, can we help you with this? He's looking, his eyes has followed that. We know where he got it from. Just hold it, one hand there and one hand there. I can bet you that's how his father used to be when he was his age. Exemplary. Let me tell you something. I saw something about Jesus. We think that it is the best way to teach or even to instruct our children is just tell them or send them to the best schools, give them best education. They go to Harvard. They go everywhere. Excuse me. Children, like what Jesus said, of my own, I don't do anything. Right? But what I see my father do. What I see. Sorry, sir. I know where you got it from. Don't worry. What I see my father do. What I see. Children last learn best by our examples. Please, as a man, be an exemplary father. Your earthly father may not be your own best example, but please start building and creating your own and be an example to the generation to come. Okay, don't worry. If you fall down, your father is a medical doctor. He will treat you by example. Okay, and the last R is what? Reliable. Reliable. Let me tell you something. This is like the foundation of everything. How many of us like people who are not reliable? How many of us, you don't like people who are reliable? But excuse me, how many of us are reliable? How many of us can people rely on you? I know it's Father's Day. Please, can you get all those men again? I have to behave like a father. I told you, see, they will keep going in and out. Don't worry. It's Father's Day. I'll behave like a father today. I'll behave like a father. When you see your children going out, when you told them to come in, as a father, do you pamper them? Oh, you know, they're just children. No. Reliable. Okay. Thank you. Please, let's clap for all these children. Can I ask these my supporters? Please bring. Do you like to be faithful? Would you like faithful people? What do you understand by faithful? Don't worry, it's not a test. Do you understand what faithful means? You don't. Beautiful. Who understands what faithful? Okay? Please listen to the children.
Faithful is basically like hope.
Hope? Okay. Faithful. See, that's the first one there. What does it mean to be faithful? Do you understand? You don't understand. Okay, how many of you would like when your parents say they will do something for you and they do it? How many of you would like that? How many of you would not like it when your parents say they will do something for you and they won't do it? And then they say they will do it, but they don't do it. How many of you would like your parents to promise you things and then they don't carry it out? Okay, what it means to be faithful. Okay, you old, Andrew, what does it mean to be faithful?
To be trustworthy.
To be trustworthy. Please celebrate, Andrew.
Yeah.
That was in tongues. The interpretation is that I want my daddy to stay faithful to me. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You need to understand tongues. Still want to prophesy? What's he looking for? Okay, guys. Yeah. All right. So, faithful foundation, able foundation, tangible foundation, healthy foundation, exemplary foundation, and a reliable foundation. I pray that God will find us reliable. It means to be consistently good in quality or performance and able to be trusted. That's just a simple Father's Day message I bring to us today. Thank you. When we have the men's conference, we will break this down. Please, children, please join me here. Join me. Can you display that again? And I want all our males, where will you display? Just stand this way. Can all our males stand up? You are the foundation on which society. Yeah, F? Where's F? Please, let's start praying. Pray that God will find you faithful. Okay? Please, all the men and all the women, please join too, because we need you also to be faithful. Secondly, please pray that you will not only be a foundation, you'll be an able foundation in life. Please, we are praying. Ask. Let us pray. Tangible. I will be present. I will be healthy. I will be exemplary. And I will be reliable. Where's reliable? Please pray. Healthy. Please just bring that Father here. Yeah. Please just let's key into this. It's a very simple message. God will find us Lord, I stand here today and I know that this message is for me and for my brothers. And not just for my brothers, also for my sisters. All these qualities is what you are looking for in us. And all these qualities is what people, society, will benefit from if we are. We just simply ask you today, help us to become the foundation that you've created us to be. And I pray today, if anyone in any way has any unhealthy thought by reason of this word, let that mind be cleansed. Your word says, by the washing of the water, by the word, you purify, you cleanse us, you prepare us. Help us to be what you have created us to be, not what society wants us to be. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your time. I'm done. Thank you, children. Faithful.